You once forget to ask. I forget to say. And then from time to time it's questioned. And I believe that probably part of the reason that we get neglectful is that these are not church sessions of some kind. These are places where we can share, where we can discuss, where we can learn, and where we can conduct some business. We could do small little group meetings, one business or another, as the need arises. But without some camaraderie, there's no closeness, there's no bonding. And I realize it's difficult. There's always sadness when any ones that we consider friends leave us. On the other hand, I would want part of today's writing, at the very least, to be read and heard very carefully. One's come here for all sorts of various and sundry reasons, all wanting to serve, all wanting to share, all with different needs, all with different services to be offered. And up until now, it's been a very difficult thing because there just has not been the capability of the growth that will be coming as this journey continues to unfold. Cantrells will be leaving us. They will be going back east. They'll be missed. And we'll most surely miss our baby. But I have something I want to say about that. Had it been otherwise, perhaps they would not have made that original journey. It was necessary that this particular baby, this particular child, have a mother and a father and grandparents will fill that role. We do not judge, and we certainly do not denounce. But the child ends up in the best of hands. And the maturity will come as the other ones involved are allowed to grow. It's a terrible world in which these young people, torn in every direction, must try and function. And these precious ones go, certainly with my blessings. There needs to be a network. Commander cannot form that network. There will be central, quote, headquarters of some kind, where I most certainly do not intend to give up my command or my mission. But as other human hands come in to pick up slack according to their own talents or experiences, you will grow. And to accomplish what must be accomplished is going to require ones from one corner of this nation to another corner of this nation, setting up cells, blocks, headquarters, if you will. And that can be done. and parent also, because it can be done from dwelling. But there'll be need of modems, faxes. You can become part of Vardhan's network, fax network. There is massive communication problems. And for a while, that will be all you will have. That's why it's so imperative that we be able to consummate the business arrangements that we have underway, only to be preempted by your long holidays, where everyone thinks they're having a wonderful time out, roasting in the sun, struggling to have a good time, until worn to a frazzle, they come home and... It truly is happening. I know that you feel you're being tested beyond endurance. You're not. You're not. These are the doubts that come into a crowded brain, a crowded mind, and introduced by others as more doubts, more denials, more confrontation. It always looks bleak. And always human says, oh, but I will have egg on my face if. Why don't you stop ifing and you don't have to worry about the egg on your face? We'll be a whole lot happier to work it out if you quit denouncing us. There's something I want all of you to do. And I'm pondering how best to present this to you, because I don't want you rushing out there and saying, ah, this is the God's gospel truth. I don't present it in that light from that source. I just have a suggestion for you to take, please. As you can, obviously, you're not going to be able to, unless you put in an order, everybody get the book all at once. But a little paperback by our old friend Arthur Clark. Don't underestimate Arthur Clark and his feelings about aliens just because of his programs. Don't undersell Carl Sagan just because he says, we don't have any proof. Carl Sagan is a major member of Majestic 12, one of the most powerful committees on your globe. You're going to have to come to grips with the fact that regardless of what you've been taught, what you believe to be true, things are not going to unfold as you suspect they will. Even if it goes right with every prophecy in the book, it still will be shocking and news to you. And I don't know if you'll understand what I'm going to say right now, because obviously either tales are carried incorrectly, they are interpreted badly, or I don't make myself clear. In my role in this room at this moment, I am a space commander of a fleet. If I take on my Apton hat, you will usually know it. What in the world do you think is going to happen? I wish I had time to poll everyone in this room and require that you respond. Because you will lie to yourself. You'll certainly fudge to me. And mostly you don't know. I'm not sure, but I think I feel this way. And I must ask you, who told you that? You see, one's want, God, Christ, all of the myriads of teachers who have come to be dressed in their flowing robes, drifting about in the ethers, blessing, gathering, taking burdens, taking responsibility, and it will never happen. And yet shared responsibility becomes easy to bear. And one day in this community, you ones who believe likewise one with another can have your group. But this cannot be a group as such, or a church, or a cult, or any kind of arrangement that even resembles a church or a religion. Do not make a religion of Space Command. Because you're going to find that there's some pretty rotten, slick, deceitful aliens. And you're going to find that God's army is very, very unbending. This has been a time of learning, a time of growing, a time of getting through. And if it goes the way the planners want it to go, except that they're changing the horn they're blowing. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. You need the support of each other. On the other hand, at this point, it needs to come from an outside source. If your calling is to have to go to a church, go. Don't call this a church. In your heart, this can be your church lesson. And these can be your friends. But don't err in making your mission a church. And I speak of church not as its intended definition of being the body of a group believing likewise, but rather an organization where ones gather and come under the shelter of a single name. I'm a Baptist, and I belong to the Southern Baptist Church of Tehachapi. That's what I mean. And believe me, you can do both. There's still a very, very big reason that our group does not make itself known. So now we're going to go back to the book by Arthur C. Clarke. It was written, this particular volume, he's written many, many books, both fiction and nonfiction. This is classified as a nonfiction book. But you better begin to study very carefully what he has presented. It's called Childhood's End. And children, you're all to the end of your childhood. And whatever you think is unfolding is probably not unfolding in the manner in which you had hoped or suspect. You've not played out the game to the end. And you've done nothing yet to change, to reclaim the ending of the game. But mankind is waking up. He will not awaken in time. There will be a period. You think you're ruled by evil now. I'll tell you, you will be ruled by the big boy himself for a period of time. And you're not going to hate it so bad. Doesn't mean that for all it is going to be hell as you think of it. But if that is allowed to happen in that way, you will not be able to function as a society enough to reclaim anything. It will be gone forever for you. And rather than try to tell you what this is about, I think you should read it, and then maybe we can discuss it. I want you to know right off the beginning that I do not fit the bill of the ones who take over the planet. That is representative of the big bad boy himself. Horns and everything. Don't buy into that. This is a concept of truth being presented from a brilliant mind. Which shall we present first, today's or yesterday's? Which is more convenient for you?
Yesterday's.
I'm going to make a little bit of an apology in public to Leon Fort. Doris and EJ received a 4-page letter from him called Rebuttal yesterday. And I know that it is intended that it go in the paper. This will be the second one that we're reprimanded for not putting in the paper. The papers are so out of control size-wise, and I've been asked not to do this again, and I'm not going to. So I would ask that you take that letter, please, and give it to someone who will make some copies, and everyone is welcome to read it. But no, I am not going to ask that it be run in the paper. We've got to bring to a halt the personal interactions of that nature, because there is too much to be done. I think maybe start with today's EJ and don't bother with the network, the constitutional stuff.
Sunday, May 29th, 1994. Volume, okay. Illusions, I skipped the best part. Messages from God. God speaks to us in our joy, but shouts to us in our pain. Do you hear? Illusions and delusions. You witness a beauteous sunrise with promise of a day of glory, if you need not rain or ultraviolet rays. Which, then, is your perception? Disappointment in another cloudless, rainless day of DNA transference to an already weakened body? Or glory that you have more lessons to learn? Come on, Cheelas, get with this program. Even if both are illusion, it is your responsibility to act in appropriate response, lest you walk through this play with no life at all. But do you blame or do you thank God? Why? Is the sunrise within or without your control? Is it not all but a perception? If you are filled, you are not hungry, and food has little meaning if a feast be laid before you. But if you are starving, just the smell of food will ignite a fire of want within. Ones continue to shout at me, "You are a narrow being." Ah, but as I speak with you, I am but a participant in a play, well underway, and actually nearing its change. If I say, "God places conditions," then I am again a rotten and false god of some sort. When I write of Wicca and influences of evil, even though the intent is thought to be grand, I am pounced upon as if I be the devil in disguise. So be it. If you wish to eat the chaff and leave the wheat, it is your pleasure and your choice. I ask that all rebuttals be made available, but I have been asked to take no more space in the paper for such. Since the paper is the focus of a separate team, I honor that, even though there be only one such note to offer. John Schrepfer. John's brother James asks that John be allowed to remain in Sacramento in the new housing place in which he now resides until his own wife's recent surgery heals a bit. Then he will arrange for conservatorship so that John might be where he would ask to be. When John arrived at his new place from the Alzheimer's Center in Bakersfield, he was found to bear an infection and was infested with vermin. He is doing well now, even though no one is told where he is located, nor are friends allowed to visit. He is being cared for, according to his brother, and we thank Jim for continued updates. But what of John? Is it not sad to have a man still incarcerated and virtually held in isolation so that another might gain his property? He is hundreds of miles away from his home and his friends, and still the parties involved demand it to be so. And how is your life going? This is going to become the norm, my friends, and I wonder who will come and get you out. Families are ripped asunder in this day. How does yours feel about you? Will you have a visitor once every couple of weeks while you are disallowed to participate in that which you have spent your life in preparation to attain? It bears pondering, for this is an example of how it will be. Gunther Rusbacher, no report, update as to status. Ron Jackson, we are told that ones have investigated Ron Jackson, and he does not exist. So be it. I guess I don't know who all you people are writing to, getting responses from, and visiting. I suppose it is assumed it is, quote, just another of Hatton's famous lies and disinformation. Is Ron Jackson everything unto everyone? No. He was certainly a most negative impacting person on some he has met around the globe. However, he worked for some very important people who impact your lives every day of existence, and they know me, and they know the score. I wish to go on record here, however, that I never suggested anyone tweak Mr. Fort's neck. I believe that Dharma has thought about a chiropractic adjustment in tweaking for Mr. Green, and even that was done in total fun and frustration. In the same tone of fun, I offered that perhaps Mr. Green should eat all that gold to which he claims gifting and go for a bit of R&R at the old swimming hole. So what is wrong? Nothing. Think, please. On Tuesday, there is a closing of your congressional setting, if you prefer. It is known that when Ron Jackson goes into motion and the contact continues to carry the ball, it is a bad, bad game ahead for the congressmen and criminal politicians. Why is Rostenkowski playing games of delay and detain? Until, of course, focus is elsewhere and Congress is in summer recess. Hold to your patience. A lot of political lives are on the line here, and bargaining negotiations have been more like put it where the sun don't shine than, sure, Joe, I'll be happy to shut up. In addition, how many banks have you noted to be open and in operation through the Memorial Day weekend? Patience has nothing to do with it. These are the facts of living. What do you people believe? Do you actually think that angels are going to come sprinkle stardust on your pillow and perfection will come sweeping over the world? Is that the way your world seems to be headed? Even the tooth fairy, at best, through very human hands, leaves a dime, a quarter, or whatever. How many elves and fairy feather dusters have come in their own true form and done your work for you? Perhaps a good neighbor or a loved one has hopped in and helped bail a boat, but no fairies, my good friends. Childhood's end. You are to the end of your childhood, nappers. I suggest all of you make Arthur Clark a bit more wealthy and go get a small book called Childhood's End. It is written as fiction just as we wrote Zip-A-Poo Odyssey. However, it is time you face the consequences of your actions on Earth, confront who might be the brethren, and what and who might be God in this play. There are major reasons that we present in the manner which we come. There are more important things in this world than your opinions on any selective basis if you are considering the massive impact of what is going on the world. There is a very powerful committee, and it may well function right through your United Nations at some point along here. Actually, it already does so. It is more powerful than the Committee of 300, and if nothing else, recognizes our participation, our mission, and our purpose. Orion. There are jests and fun over the possibility of space aliens being among you. There are well over 2 million from Orion alone. They integrate with you and look like you. They are not lizards nor serpents. Some are thin and some are chubs. There is an effort to secure intact the globe. It is no good to anyone, good or evil, blown to smithereens. What is it you people want? More lies? More false teachings that tell you anything and everything is okay and it won't matter? It matters. Indeed, there are conditions. Why would God have otherwise given you rules by which to live and interact? Even the one that says, do unto others that which you would have them do unto you. Is this not a supreme commandment? However, to call my people robbers and thieves is an interesting concept. After a whole entity has been destroyed by one of its own, so be it, for it shall be in the eating of the pudding as to whether or not the cook placed sugar or alum. Shifting. It is a time for some to readjust, relocate, and redefine needs of the present. As this takes place, there is great appreciation for friendships made and allowance for representatives at other ends of network chains. As the work becomes more focused in leadership through the national reclamation of your foundation laws in an attempt to regain your constitution, we hope ones will consider becoming a hub of information focus. This can be done from any place wherein there is a computer and phone service. These things can be spoken of later, and certainly it is a most human physical need and responsibility. Find your place wherein you are happy and feel most content. And then, only then, can you open to your calling. As the network grows in the human expression about your nation, so too will the need for such management centers, so that the flow is allowed to every corner. This has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with the responsibility of your national recovery. One or two fax networks, for instance, may be sufficient. But the lifeblood for these centers must come from the support centers. Do not be surprised at who may well be your ally in the international media snatch-up game. A rebel with a cause is sometimes not noted at onset of the rebellion. A fox opening up the hen house from the clutches of the wolves may be a most remarkable change in events. Perhaps the wolf pack is in a bit of trouble. Is a fox a good master for the hen house? No, but one on your side is better than that which is in the disguised wolf world. There are a couple of things I ask to share with you from the network. The first two come from Center of Action, Citizens for a Constitutional Washington, and so forth.
Let's let that go. Ones can read that. One deals with the fact that in 1933, a national emergency was called. Every year since then, some emergency has been established by the President of the United States. And you have to know that any time a president gets up and says, I declare war on drugs, or I declare war on this, that, or the other, that is a declaration of war. And it goes into the record as a declaration of war, and that establishes an emergency situation. On the other hand, you're having them run